Welcome to this episode of Sometimes I Talk to Myself. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to my wonderful listeners, my faithful listeners. I have like five of y'all that hang with me consistently. So I'm super grateful for you, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to get to pour out to such an amazing audience. But anyway, welcome to this episode, guys. This is like, man, I don't know. I think this is episode 9. I don't know. But anyway, I had such a great time recording my last episode on the patio here in Texas. So I decided to do it again today. I've had such a crazy last few days. It's been really wild. So updates. I had the wonderful opportunity to style Tamala Mann. I did her hair for a photo shoot. And then after the photo shoot, she was like, I need a haircut. And I said, okay, well, I'll cut your hair. So I ended up doing her hair a second time, because the photo shoot was really just simple, like curls, pink curls. And then she's on tour, so I got to do her style for the actual tour, which was super cool. And so, yeah, that was fun. And then it's just been crazy. So I was supposed to go to Florida last night, and there was storms and things kind of swirling around, and so the flights were all canceled. And so I'm still here in Dallas, and I said, let me just go on and get out here on this front patio and with the wind chimes and the wind and do this recording. Currently the sun is out here and in Orlando. I just FaceTimed my daughter, so I don't know what going on in the heavenlies, but it'll be fine. We're gonna try again, try to get out of here again. So let's talk about this week's episode. So this week's episode is coming from, I had so many little things that I wanted to possibly discuss, but this week's episode, it came about when I did an update on my phone. And in doing that update, you know, usually they come back and everything looks the same, but I just thought, you know what, I'm getting a fresh update. Let me go ahead and change some things. So I deleted some apps that I don't use anymore. And I also, decided I'll change my home screen and my lock screen. And so initially I had my home screen set. It was a picture of my daughter and my new grandbaby when she was just born. And then my lock screen was, an old picture of my daughter. Well, I changed it to an updated picture of my grandbaby and my home screen. And then on my lock screen, I changed it to a message that I kind of released, a little short message on Instagram where it says, prepare for a suddenly. And so I just had those words that I created in Canva. I had those words on my lock screen where it says, prepare for a suddenly. And so, you guys, the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because it literally changed and shifted something. When I look at my phone, I'm shocked every time I'm looking at it, because I'm like, prepare for suddenly. The wording prepare and the word suddenly, it always sends me into a jolt. Like, it's been like this for about a week, and I'm still not used to it. I'm still surprised every time I turn my phone on and read those words and I see prepare for suddenly. I get excited. I get happy. I get like, oh yes, prepare, don't forget. And then I'll get to the home screen and I'll see this huge picture of my little grandbaby's face. And it's a reminder for me to pray. Like, I look at that little face and sometimes I kiss my phone because I just miss her so much. And I just want to kiss that little face. And so I'll look at that phone and I'm like, Lord Jesus, I'll start declaring blessings over her. And so that's how this message came about, because I realized that I could put random stuff before me. I could just put random. But, and even though earlier the picture was, you know, endearing. It was me and my granddaughter and my baby right after she was born. But it was something about the magnitude of this picture. Like, this picture is just a picture of her little face. It is huge. And it's those eyes looking up at me. And, you know, the sweetness of it just jolts me into a reality that, hey, you're a grandmother. You know, hey, you have a responsibility to pray for this little life that is in the world now. So it reminds me to pray. It reminds me when I pray for her, I'm praying for her mother. I'm praying for her father and their situations and things like that. So this message today is centered around remembering, putting the promises of God before your face so that you can activate those things in your life. There is a scripture in Habakkuk 2 that says, write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision. And so it says, Habakkuk 2:2 says, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. So I want to encourage us today, just that little bit. The thing about it is it did something to my heart. Like, it activated something in me. And I began to think, what if these two pictures did this, then what if I put more of God's promises before my face? You know, have you ever found yourself doubting a word that you've received from God? Or maybe you received it a long time ago and you feel like, oh, I missed that time, or, you know, that thing may not be true anymore. I really believe that what the Lord was showing me through this activity is that we have to put him in remembrance of his word. And if we don't remember, then how can we put him in remembrance? If we don't have those promises, so putting those promises before your face and saying, look, so God says, prepare for us suddenly, right? He gave me that word a week or two ago, and I spoke that word out on Instagram. And it's easy to put that word out there and then just say, okay, that's it, and then on to the next one. But no, I'm sitting on this. I'm like, look, this suddenly is coming. So how do I prepare? So when I see that thing when my phone lights up, I'm like, look, sis, are you preparing for it suddenly? Don't get distracted. You know, it helps keep me in alignment. So how does this look practically for you? God is always speaking, and he has spoken some things into your life. He's spoken some promises to you, some prophetic words to you. How do you prepare for a suddenly? How do you put the promises of God before you? You can write it out, and you can have it sitting up on your wall. You can have, like, you know, this is why people create vision boards. You know, you could do a vision board and have those things, those promises right there in front of you. So that when you walk by, you can see it and say, okay, yes, I need to remember. Even because in the hard times, hard times do come. But when you have a picture of what God has already spoken to you in front of your face, it allows your faith to match what God is already working on. Remember when it says in Daniel, where Daniel started to fast, and it said the moment that he sought understanding, the answer was on the way, but they were withstood by principalities on the way to answering Daniel's question. What if he had given up? How many times do we say, oh man, maybe God just forgot about me, or man, forget this, man. You know, like I just said, maybe I heard wrong. Maybe, you know, like I'm so to the point where I'm like, God, you're going to have to come down here and tell me I heard wrong, because I'm going to stand in faith and believe. If you said it, I believe it, and that settles it, period. So in light of what we just discussed about preparing for suddenly, I feel it's appropriate for me to read that verse of scripture to you guys. It's found in Isaiah 43:19. So it says, and we'll read it from the NIV. It says, actually 18. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Amen. So God is making a way in the wilderness where it looks dry. He's making a way and streams in a wasteland. This is the last thing I'm going to say. So I ended up getting invited to a woman's event this past Saturday, and I didn't know it, but Priscilla Shire was actually the speaker there. And so she began to talk about how Jacob went through this desolate place, and he, you know, ended up making a pillow out of a rock. And when he slept, he had a vision from God. And in that place, when he woke up from this vision, he said, surely the Lord was in this place and I did not know it. And so she goes on to talk about how a lot of times in the mundane things in life, we get so caught up with moving past it that we miss that God was in that place. And she talked about how Jacob was in a place that was dry, that seemed barren. It was rocky. It was, you know, she said it was, you know, boulders, things like that. And even in that dry place, he didn't recognize that the Lord was there. And so she said that God will begin to turn your, you know, everyday mundane moments into holy moments. And so I was really just touched by that, because I'm in a space too, I know, where I'm looking forward to the promises of God, but I'm also really anxious to get out of this space, the space that I'm in too. Like, I'm excited, but I'm like, okay, God, but we need to hurry up and get up out of here, you know? But I want to encourage you that while, as we're writing the vision, as we're keeping the promises of God before us, to remember to take a moment. She said, even when you're washing dishes, even when you're, you know, maybe packing up your kids' lunch or whatever, making dinner, like, be, why did I do all those settings? We're in a kitchen. Chef girl are me. No, I'm just kidding. But whatever you're doing in the everyday, she said, these are holy moments to the Lord, because these moments prepare us for when he does put us in our future place. And another thing she said that really touched me was that when she found all her journals before her mom died, where she wrote about, you know, how she would have, you know, when she was 9 years old, she wanted to be a teenager. When she was a teenager, she wanted to be in high school. And when she got to high school, she wanted her to get to college. And it just on and on and on. And when she, you know, was single, she wanted to be married. And when she was married, she wanted to have kids. And she had the kids, and she wanted them to get out of diapers. And when they got out of diapers, she hoped they can hurry up and, you know, hold their own fork and spoon. Like, you know, she said it was just one thing after another. And she realizes that she was so focused on getting to the next thing that she wasn't present in the powerful moments that God had placed her in, you know, as in her life. And so it really, like she said, even if it looks like the worst thing, she said, find God in it. He's there. You know, Jacob said, surely he was here and I didn't know it. It wasn't that God showed up. He was already there. So I just want to encourage somebody who, like me, wants to hurry up and get out of a situation, like, realize and recognize that he's there. He's already there. He's there. He's right here with us. He said, I will never leave you. In Hebrews, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So he's right here with us. And it's a way to keep our hope up instead of feeling like we've been abandoned or left to the side. It's like, oh, I can keep my hope up because the Lord, he's here with me. So it was a really special weekend, and I just really want to share this quick word with you guys, and hopefully you guys are encouraged by it, to put the vision, write the vision, make it plain, put it in front of your face, like, have it there. If it's a loved one, I encourage you to print out their picture, like, get their picture and print it and put it on that wall and say, I just declare and decree every day salvation salvation over my niece, to my daughter, my aunt, to whoever the person is. I declare and decree, because we do have to begin to contend. We have to stop contending so much for our own personal things to be fulfilled, and start contending for God's heart and what He wants to see fulfilled in the earth. I talked to a good friend of mine this morning, and she told me how the last time I saw her, I did her hair, and she was telling me, you know, different things going on in her life. And she mentioned this person to me who she'd never mentioned before, a guy that she's friends with. And I never even heard of the guy. You know, I've known her for years, and she's never, ever mentioned him. And so she mentioned him to me, and I said, oh, okay. I didn't even know you had a friend like that. She said, yeah. Well, this was, you know, 2 weeks ago we talked about him. And she told me suddenly he died this past week. And, you know, she went to go do a wellness check on him. And sure enough, he was in the house. He had passed away. And it really just blew my mind. And I said, well, did he know the Lord? Because I know she's on fire for God. So I said, was he a believer? And she was like, you know, he would make little jokes. And ultimately, she said, I hope he called on the Lord. I really hope he did in the end. And I said, man, I thought about it. And this is no fault on my friend, but I thought about it. I said, man, we have connections. We're trying to get to the coliseums and stadiums and stages of this world, but God is putting people right in front of us. We have to be diligent with what's here, what's right here in front of us. You know, like who are we meant to touch that we see every day? And so I call it little projects. Like, I put my clients on, I call them hair campaigns. So if I have a client who wants to grow their hair out really long, I'll put them on I call it a campaign. And so what we do is, for 1 year, no heat on your hair, protective styles only, consistent trims. You know, I have a whole little system that we do that will guarantee that your hair is going to grow within this year, and you'll get, you know, see results. And so I believe we should begin to put a demand on God that same way. I believe that we should do projects. So, hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I get overwhelmed in prayer. When I have to pray for people, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the nations and it's the world and it's this and that. No, don't go too deep. Because guess what? Just like 1 Peter 5 says it, that he says, it's like, it's not only you suffering by yourself. It's the whole body of believers, the world. You know, it's believers that we don't even know that's out here, that's going through, you know, the same thing that you might be going through, a similar thing. Same thing goes for people who pray. God has more people praying than you realize. He's got a remnant out here that's handling business. So I want to encourage you, don't be overwhelmed in prayer when it comes to praying for the people in your life. Take it step by step. But the thing that we will do bad on is if we don't do anything. If we completely drop the ball and we just don't pray at all. No, I'm learning, like, okay, I may have to do a prayer project. I may have to do a prayer campaign for one person at a time. But I'm going to pray until something breaks for this one person. I remember telling you guys a few episodes back about a boss I had who I began to pray for her fervently as if she was my mama or my auntie. And she came and said, you know, I want to hear about this Jesus. And it wasn't because I was preaching to her either. She just saw it on my life. And she, and with my prayers, she came to me of her own accord and said, I need to know about Jesus. I want to know about this Jesus that, you know, that I know who I know you serve. So I want to encourage you, man. I thank God. I'm seeing all these planes take off. Like, it's been plane after plane after plane. So I had to just thank God that when I get to this airport, my plane is going to take off, because all these flights were delayed yesterday. But anyway, so I just I wanted to encourage us, because I know that sometimes we could freeze in terror or freeze in fear because it feels overwhelming. You know, I don't know about you guys, but if you, like, for me, family, you know, I have family members that I want to see thrive and successful. And when you hear something bad or you hear bad news, it's like, oh Lord. And imagine when you start praying for somebody and then they go into remission or something, or, you know, go back to something old that they came out of. And it's like, oh no, I was praying for you though. It should be going the other way. You know, it could be overwhelming, but I want to encourage you guys that while we're putting things before our face, don't make it selfish about you only. Like, let's be about our Father's business. You know, let's be about the kingdom's business. Who can, you know, this man, my friend's friend died, possibly not knowing the Lord, when he was very close to a woman of God, a believer, you know. And I, like I said, it's not her fault, but it is like our responsibility to be sure that we are having those uncomfortable conversations if we need to, or really just going into consecration and prayer so that we can save a life. So I'm done. That was all. I just wanted to share those things with you guys. A simple little word. I hope that it blessed you. And yeah, I just pray for your day. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just declare over every person listening a favor in their day, favor in their time with you, God, that, Lord, you would redeem the time for them in the name of Jesus. God, give them the vision that you want them to have before their face so that they can stand and believe for those things to manifest. We declare family members to come back, families to be made whole. Lord, I just declare unity over families in the name of Jesus. All of this separation everybody's isolating, thinking that they could do things on their own. God, Lord, I just thank you. You are restoring family in the name of Jesus. Lord God, every person listening, family will be restored, God, to that wife that wants her marriage and the husband is. God, we thank you. We put him on the altar, God. We do a prayer campaign for him. God, for that child, Lord, that has left you, Lord, that was raised up in church but just decided, I don't want to do it. Lord, we just thank you that you'll begin to manifest yourself to that person, that child, that son, that daughter, that grandchild, that great-grandchild, that they would come back to the Lord in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know that nothing is too hard for you. So we thank you right now, God, that, Lord God, you are a restorer. Lord God, you restore, God. You make things beautiful again. So thank you for restoring relationships, God. Restoring our relationships with you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. Lord, you said without faith, it's impossible to please you. So God, thank you for even restoring our faith, God. I thank you for giving us the gift of faith, the gift to be able to believe you for the impossible in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for this podcast. And Lord, I bless every listener in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, sons and daughters of the Most High. I will talk to you guys next week. I will probably be in Florida. Whoop, whoop. But yeah, we'll chat and we'll talk about our next topic when we get there. Have a blessed day. Bye.